Well, I've been blessed and encouraged by the message our brother has brought us tonight from the book of Joshua. And I appreciated so much him pointing out the role that Rahab the harlot played. And it reminded me of something the Apostle Paul said about Rahab in Hebrews chapter 11, which is the faith chapter of the Bible. And in verse 31, he said, "By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not." Let's back up to verse 29. Verse 30. "By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace." Isn't that incredible? You know, we certainly wouldn't approve of the life of a harlot. The Bible would certainly speak against that. But that just shows you how our God is. And He can use people who love Him and are willing to serve Him. And Rahab is a great example of that. In the scriptures, we can sometimes be too harsh in our judgment when we don't know all the facts. I want to continue in the book of Joshua, if I may, just for a few minutes tonight. I want to turn over to chapter 4, where Joshua is leading the children of Israel across the River Jordan into the land of promise. And I want to notice with you in beginning in verse 3, "And command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever." Crossing the Jordan was going to be a glorious event in the life, in the lives of the Hebrew children that had been delivered from Egypt. And the Jordan River is going to dry up, just back up on either side, just like it would just gel on either side, and they were going to cross over dry shod. It was going to be a miracle. And God did not want Israel to forget this miracle. And so He instructs Joshua to tell 12 men, one from each of the 12 tribes, to pick up a stone, put it on his shoulder, and when you get over on the other side, he said, I want you to set these stones up. Verse 7, "Then ye shall answer them," verse 6, "that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Now, this was going to be a memorial to this great and glorious event. We all are familiar with memorials. Our cemetery is full of them out here. What are those memorials there for? So that we don't forget our loved ones. And they're carved in stone. Their birth date, their death date, sometimes a sweet little verse or a comment. And it's there. And I go out there occasionally and look at my parents' grave and my dad's first wife, which I never knew. But I go out there and remember them. I stand there and think about them. Do y'all ever visit the cemetery? I don't go a lot, but I do occasionally. And it just stirs up a lot of memories. They're memorials. Washington, D.C. is a city of war memorials. I love going to Washington and looking at all the memorials. My favorite one is the Hiroshima, not the Hiroshima, where the Marines were holding up the flag. You remember one of the islands in the Pacific? That just always moved me. And then there is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Now, if you've never seen that, and you get to go during the changing of the guard, I would recommend you do it. That is a moving experience. I've been blessed to be there 3 or 4 times. And those honor guards, there's not a wrinkle on them. There's not a spot. They're there to honor the dead who never had a decent burial. And inscribed on that memorial is, "Here lies someone known only to God, the unknown soldier." Now, you and I need memorials in our lives. Are you building some memorials that are going to help you to remember? I want to notice with you over in the Psalms. Brother Wynn tonight reminded me of this verse. Psalm 105 and verse 1. "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works." Now that's an instruction given to all of us who know the Lord. We need to make known His deeds among the people. You may say, "Well, Brother Sam, we didn't cross the Jordan. We don't have anything like that." America has a glorious history. You and I need to know something about the Mayflower Compact. Those people who came over here on the Mayflower, by faith, crossed the Atlantic Ocean on it would be by today's standard, just a little boat. How many of y'all know about the Mayflower Compact? America has a glorious history. And God's divine favor and providence has been over this nation from its very earliest beginnings. How many of y'all believe America was planted by the providence of God? It was like God kept this American continent between the two great oceans in reserve to produce the greatest nation the world has ever known. And I want to tell you, this nation is founded on the Word of God. Those people who were on the Mayflower brought with them the Bible, the Word of God. And when you read that compact, you see how they are constantly referring to God who kept them and blessed them as they crossed the Atlantic Ocean. Our founding fathers were believers in the God of the Hebrews. George Washington was. At Valley Forge, when his little ragtag army was starving to death and freezing to death in the snow, you can see a picture of him in the prayer room of the Capitol building, kneeling beside his horse and praying for his army and for his soldiers. Washington was a big man, like 6'5", a powerful man. He could take a walnut between his thumb and forefinger and crack it. George Washington, the father of our nation, was a mighty man. They say when you see him on a horse, there's just nothing like it. He could ride among the troops during the battle and inspire them. An incredible man. And there he is yonder, bowed in the snows of Valley Forge, on his knees praying to God. How many of y'all know anything about your American history? I can tell you it's not being taught in our schools today like it ought to. It's sad how they're pulling down so many memorials in our country. That grieves me. So America, you do have a great history. If you're an American, you need to be telling your children about it. See, when they built this memorial there by the Jordan River, God said, now when the children ask their parents, what do these stones mean? Y'all can tell them. How many parents in this house tonight try to tell your children about your God? You and I need to be building memorials to our children and to our grandchildren. Make memorials, make memories in the kingdom of God. It is a busy season, all these spring meetings that are going on, and I'm probably not going to make all of them. At my age, I probably won't. So if I'm not there, don't talk about me if I don't make all of them. But I want to tell you, I want to be in the house of God when I have the opportunity. Making memories in the kingdom of God. People say, I'm too busy, Brother Sam. I got all these appointments, these phone calls, etc., etc. But your life and my life needs to be anchored in God and in His church. And it's so important that we build memorials. As Joshua and these 12 men were building this memorial there by the Jordan River. And you know, that memorial stayed there for a long time. It was built as a memorial so that the people of Israel would never forget. And over here in this psalm that I was reading in a moment ago, you know, if you read on in Psalm 105 and Psalm 106, the psalmist goes through the great history of the nation of Israel. You'd be amazed to know how many references are made in the Old Testament to the deliverance of Israel from Egypt across the Red Sea into Jordan. Many times, over and over. In the Psalms, it's mentioned many times. In the New Testament, it's talked about. That was a glorious day in the life of the nation of Israel. Pharaoh's army is coming to get them. The Red Sea is before them. The mountains on either side. And there's no escape. And Moses lifted up the rod, the shepherd's rod, and said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And a miracle took place. How many of y'all believe that miracle? You know, somebody one time was trying to explain the crossing of the Red Sea, and they said it was a time of the year when the water was very low and they could just wade across. The Israelites could just wade across. Well, if that's true, then God had to take the Pharaoh's army and turn them upside down to drown them. Because, you know, they drowned in the river. Y'all do remember that, don't you? People go to great lengths to try to explain away the miracles of the Word of God. But they're real, and you and I need to be familiar with them. And we need to also know that our God is working in our lives. And if we've got eyes to see, you and I will know that God is providing for us in amazing ways throughout our lifetime. It's just, and we need to remember those memorials. We need to go back to our earliest memories in the kingdom of God. They'll have to anchor us. You know, if you don't have any memories, any memorials in your life, then, you're just going to be blown about by every wind of doctrine. Your life is going to be hollow. Our children and all of us need to have, we need to be anchored in good memories in the kingdom of our God. How important that is for all of us. So you're here tonight. We're trying to make a memory in the kingdom of God. And we thank Him and bless His name that He's enabled us to come here tonight in this house. If you're here tonight and you love the Lord, don't do like Brother Wynn. Forgive me, Brother Wynn, but I'm just quoting you. I didn't join for a whole year after I had the burden. I sat at the back of the church and I'd promise God next Sunday. Next Sunday, there's too many here today. I'm shy. I can't join the church. How many of y'all did that? I don't know how long you did it. I did it a year and it was a wasted year in my life. So if you're here tonight and you want to serve the Lord by joining the church, we encourage you. You would be welcomed. You would be loved. You would make this church rejoice. There's no greater blessing that a church can receive than when somebody joins the church. That's just an incredible blessing.